From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting a status report regarding the mental health redesign and community resource investment. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, just very briefly, I wanted to thank the county executive for the $3 million he committed to help us with this redesign effort in the last budget. Also, the county board for approving those monies moving forward. I'd like to thank the advocates, providers, and consumers who have really been involved in this very collaborative process in getting to where we are today. I want to thank BHD staff, who was tasked with the multiple recommendations that came from a variety of different reports to get where we are here today. I also want to thank the co-chair, well, Miss Lucy, who is one of the co-chairs, and Pete Carlson from Aurora. And I also want to thank Madam Chair, Supervisor West, for just your commitment throughout this whole process. Sometimes I wonder how you have all the time to commit to all these different activities, and in particular, all the work that you've done with our redesign efforts. So, Ms. Lucy will give a brief overview of the report.
Actually, I had the opportunity to give individual briefings about this report, and I guess I just wanted this is an outline, really, in eight categories of where that reinvestment money is going. I believe shows both that in this year we are implementing the budget recommendations, but are implementing it in such a way that it's sustainable, and so that we have also accounted for what would that cost us for the entire year of 2013. These programs are all maintained in our requested budget, and so we just wanted to outline those, and I guess I would just answer any questions. I've had the great opportunity and already taken a lot of time from each of the supervisors to give them a briefing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I may be a little more picky on this because I wasn't in favor of the transfer of the funds from the paramedics program here, and not that going to the community isn't the right thing to do, but my idea was I would have rather seen it come out of your existing budget. Nonetheless, that didn't happen. So now we're taking a look at where this $3 million is allocated, and not a lot of it is actually being spent, or I should say not all of it is being spent in 2012. Is that money, that the unspent funds from 2012, I guess, what's going to happen with that money? What are you planning on doing with that? And some of these, for example, this is one question I actually meant to ask on the ZIA contract. You know, that really runs from mid this year to mid next year. Can we encumber funds, 2012 funds, and not pay them that far in advance? You know, they will be paid out that far in advance, I mean, by the middle of 2013, but yet we're encumbering 2012 budget money, right. So I didn't know that.
Any minute, Alex will be coming up to answer that question. I knew it.
Okay, I thought we had to spend them in 12, and then again, my second part, or the first part of the question was, what are we doing with the unspent funds?
Oh, Madam Chair, Supervisor, we can encumber the entire contract once it's signed in this year, and then the funds, we would pay them monthly. The funds carry over into the next year, so the funds will be taken out of the money from 2012, but we'll pay them through 2013. It's a accounting mechanism we use. So, yes, it will be encumbered this year.
Okay. And then, are you saying then, based on the spreadsheet, and when I did my math, I only came up with you actually spending about $1 million, but your spreadsheet here, you've indicated that you've committed how much out of the $3 million right now?
About 2.1.
2.1. Okay, so 900,000 roughly remainder. What are you planning on doing with that money?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, we're going to work with our redesign task force as it relates to those funds to see what ideas people have for that and how we might do some things. And I had some actually very positive discussions with many of you about this. The issue is sustainability, so we need to look for some things that could help the system move forward, and as you know, we've just gotten Zeta Partners on board, maybe some recommendations that they have about some things that we could do that would be helpful for this year, kind of things that kind of our stimulus kinds of activities that would not need to be sustained for next year, because we don't have much money left over in terms of sustainability for next year.
Okay. Out of the 2.1, can you decipher out of this for me, because I was having difficulty doing it, how much of that 2.1 is actually making it straight to the community providers? And it looks to me like there's some, you know, additional staffing positions for VHD that are included in there. And in my understanding of what we were doing is this $3 million was supposed to entirely go to the community to build community support, you know, not to be, you know, plugging holes in or adding staff onto VHD.
You know. Supervisor, I actually don't have that number, and we could certainly calculate that and get it to you. We didn't slice it that way. I would say that the positions that are BHD positions are positions supporting the community activities, and this is not going to plugging existing budgetary holes. It's being used to support these community programs that were identified in the budget.
And that, quite frankly, is my concern with the 900,000. That, you know, I mean, we see the reports that go to the finance and audit. You know, we know there's a deficit out there at BHD. I don't want to see this 900,000 just snatched away that was already taken from the paramedic program that I didn't agree with. But then I really won't agree with it if it doesn't end up in community support programs where it was supposed to go, and
right.
It just falls to the bottom line.
Supervisor, and Alex may correct me if I'm wrong, but our first quarter report, which did show a deficit, did anticipate spending all of this money, right? Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
We can send you that question that you
yeah,
asked
you
for.
Know, I
we didn't slice
like,
it that way.
I would like to see that, because I think it's important for us to know, you know, what out of that $3 million is straight into the community. Which is what, you know, we've been told from the county executive that was the reason we did it. I mean, that was our goal all along, build community support. So
right.
How much of it really right. is making it to the community?
Right.
And I think we need to set our partners in the community at ease that, you know, we're making this commitment that we're going to expand these community-based services. And, you know, we've been down that road before, and they have some reserves, I guess, or cautions about way things have done in the past, and I really feel that we are all on the same page and we're all committed to moving forward with expanding that in the community, but we have to, you know, prove it by
right.
making sure what we say we're going to do, we follow through and do it.
And as I, Madam Chair, as I had the opportunity to share with you, I think that the positions that are here are the positions that are necessary to make those services functional. I've been asked, I don't know how many times in this committee, are you sure that that these agencies are doing what you're asking them to do? Are you sure they're providing quality services? One of the positions is for that. Those are the kinds of things that we put the positions in place for, to make sure we were achieving and getting the consistency quality that we are looking for.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are needs like that. So when you break down the dollars, if you can kind of tell us, you know, maybe what some of those things are. You know, for example, you got 1.5 full-time equivalent of a BHESC.
That's the clinician that goes to the respite house, does treatment planning with the clients that are there to ensure that they are moving forward past the respite house back into the community
okay.
in a successful manner.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes. Supervisor Sanfilippo made me think of this question. Out of the $2.1 million, is there any of the money that's not going into the community services?
All the money is going as planned in the budget to the community support, to the programs that were outlined in the budget as being community investment.
Okay, so the entire number would be for community investment.
Depending how you slice it.
I don't consider staff. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. You're saying staff.
Not supposed to carry on
okay.
a conversation. We can have a conversation
okay.
on the side about
that. Now I'm thinking about that. Does staff consider community investment in order to support the community program?
That the
quality assurance piece was there, make sure that the clinical piece was there, make sure BHD maintained oversight over some of the programs that we are expanding in the community. So this does not differ from what we requested and what was approved in the 2012 budget.
Thank you for that clarification.
Now I'm a little less clear. So are you saying it was earmarked in the $3 million or was part of your budget request?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, it was earmarked in the $3 million proposal in the narrative in the budget that was adopted. There are positions that were created as part of the $3 million.
Okay.
So, yes, it's included in the $3 million.
Okay. And then I think it's fair to say to answer Supervisor Stamper's question that not all the money is in the community because we have $900,000 that hasn't been allocated yet. So not that it won't end up there, but as of this moment of the $3 million, $2.1 million is community programs.
Yes, and that was my question, the $2.1 million so far has been invested in the community. Hmm. Okay.
Any further comments or questions on this item? I've been very, very impressed with the collaboration and all of the people that are really willing to roll their sleeves up and get to work on this this redesign. It's been a process. So, all right. This was an informational report. Any further comments or questions?